Bulldog, how's it?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, Dean.
There's supposed to be an intro, Michael.
No, mate, I don't like
I can't talk until Mido introduces me.
We don't need
me.
An intro when you're sitting in here.
Okay.
If you're
good morning,
on the
boys.
Phone,
treading on my toes.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I've just sat in that seat and looked.
Tantamount to a slap in the face.
Yeah, that's like that's like you touch a Loz's quiz. I apologise.
Hey, let's not go there.
The day we did that.
Oh, mate. Whoa. He was up out of his seat. You didn't
Don't
see the day we had Marlo.
Quiz.
Marlo tried to. Marlo actually tried to control the quiz.
Oh, yeah, that would have been.
Lozilly cut his hand off.
For it.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
How are you, Dean? Anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Come on, hang on. What about. Let Jono play it. Let him play the intro.
You got it, Jono?
No, he's flicked it. Well, see, Jono doesn't
you
even
put him
like
under the,
Jono
on the spot.
Did it, and he doesn't even like it.
What about when I was just waiting out the back there and Laurie asked Adam Pengilly the last question? And he says, good question, Loz. Could see him puff his chest out. I'm on fire today. You love it when people say that, don't you?
It was a good question.
I heard it.
I can't help
it.
It was a good question.
What was the question?
Yeah, what was it?
Yeah.
It was Jipper. That was Pakistan. Did you buy me a present?
It's good. Nah. No, I didn't buy anyone. I actually didn't get my daughter. What are you laughing at?
What would be the?
I know the present I'd buy.
What would be the equivalent of socks and undies in Pakistan to bring back?
Be easy to get.
What are they like over there? You'd do a chicken biryani. There's chicken biryani with everything.
Chicken
naan
biryani.
Bread with breakfast, okay. Lunch, dinner.
Delicacy.
Well, it's.
Yeah, what did you eat?
It's
just
it's
curries.
The food,
isn't it?
Yeah, the food's very similar to India, but you can get any food. You can get any. Yeah, you can get steak. Definitely, yeah. I'd steak. Chicken,
well done.
Your pizza, pasta, but they've got all the curries. Yeah, yep. They're big. They're big on dessert.
How would you go think, with your diet?
You put on a bit of weight. It's hard not to put weight on. Put it that way.
It's fair to say you've got a basic palate, Loz.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be going to Pakistan, Bulldog, anytime soon.
Not on you. To-do list.
No.
From my experience, don't believe everything you hear.
No.
There you
a
go.
Lot
just,
better
see,
than
yeah,
what
point,
I... Because that was my first trip, and I was a little unsure what to expect.
Yep.
Hotel beautiful, people amazing, and I felt safe as anywhere else I've travelled in the world. There you go.
Yeah, narrow-minded, Michael, some people.
Well,
that
I think
would be my
there's
concern.
Fair
safety
reason
That's
for
all.
Certainly time. It's, there's fair reason for Pakistan to be a little nervous
jittery.
With what's happened in the past, but... Yeah. I felt very comfortable.
So you'd feel comfortable going over there?
Absolutely.
If someone sent you for a month?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
I could see myself covering a rugby league game in Karachi.
I think it'd be a little bit different if you just went on your own for a holiday. I don't know if I'd be choosing Pakistan for a take, you know, your wife there for a vacay. But if you're going as a group, like the commentary team, or I think the players can feel comfortable now going over there for sure. From what I just experienced.
You haven't convinced him. I'm telling you.
No, he's not vacaying in Pakistan, is he? I don't blame him.
Anyway, it's good to be here.
He's not going out of Northbridge, let alone Pakistan.
Don't like going over any bridges.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't like to travel.
Well, let's talk about the Tigers first, because from a distance, you smoke them and Benji. Now I hope you're praising
them. See, Michael, this is where you let yourself down. You haven't done your homework. You're in Karachi.
I should have defended you to my family.
I know you did, and I appreciate
get
that.
Off, get
but
off
it's not working.
Back,
I said to
mate.
My old man, did you read the article? He goes, no.
You read the headline.
And I defended you on
YouTube. Hang on a second.
Oh, did you? Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
That's
the
what
article
happened,
you're
in my
referring
life
to suggested that Benji Marshall could, in fact, be a coach that changes the way coaching unfolds in terms of hours. Rather than doing 18-hour days, maybe Benji can do 12 hours and still be victorious.
Outcomes versus hours, I agree.
100%. That's the question I posed. They got flogged in game one. They won game two. I guess we'll know after 10 games.
Has there been an article after game two? There was an article before a ball was kicked for the Tigers questioning the Tigers' training. It was more than posing a question. Now,
Michael, did you read the first paragraph?
No, I didn't read any of it. I'm just trying to get something out of you. I just want to know: are you going to write an article about our unbelievable win?
Let's see. Yeah, well, of course, there's been plenty of media about the victory.
Have you written an article?
Well, I didn't
about
cover the game.
Unbelievable,
Jeez.
Mate.
Jeez, backtracking.
Oh, I didn't cover the game.
You were a tough journalist. It's hard to write a story when
you don't cover it.
You seem to cover the game when we lose. but you don't seem to cover it when we win. What a coincidence.
This is the problem with
you
fans, West Tigers like you. You get all cocky after one win.
No.
Let's revisit this after 10 rounds.
So this is what journalists do. Wait until we lose so you can smash us.
No, you wait until there's a pattern emerging over the season. I got hammered on Twitter. Absolutely.
Good. Good.
Belted.
And did Benji call you?
Yes, he did.
I like that. And yes, how was that conversation?
It was, I wouldn't say it was heated, but both...
He was
disagreed
honest.
Over yeah. interpretations.
Perfect, I love that.
And we said our bit, and I agreed with some of the things he said.
Brilliant.
He disagreed with everything I said. But in the end, I'm glad he rang.
Yep.
I'm not going to go into the details, Clarky. It was an off-the-record conversation, but we sort of thrashed out what differences we had. I've got no problem with the Tigers, Michael.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah. I
really don't dislike any side in the NRL. People always say, oh, you hate our side. Why would I hate any side? And if the Tigers do well, good luck to them.
And I'm taking the piss, but it was. And Middle and I spoke about it my first day back because I come in, so I can't wait till Bulldog get. The headline was very different to the article. A lot of the cases with stuff you read.
But Benji, look, I don't want to backtrack over this because we discussed it.
I liked that Benji had picked up the phone and told you what he thought.
He
as
did
well.
Say, Clarky, he doesn't want to be a 24/7 coach, and he has family time between 5 and 8 every night.
Mm.
And when he told me that, I actually applauded him. Mm. I said, terrific. Every father's entitled to spend time with their children.
Yeah.
So I wasn't criticising for that. I was just saying that other coaches don't do that. That's not right or wrong. It's just different.
Do other coaches not do that, or they don't talk about it before they've won a game?
Potentially.
Yeah, because I think all of us spend time with our families or our friends.
As fathers should, and husbands.
We probably just don't... It's probably just not spoken about.
When one coach goes in for 18 hours a day, you get the feeling that every coach wants to do 18 hours a day because they're fearful of missing out on that 1% that the other coach might get while one's laying in bed still. So they all do it. But if Benji can rework the system and he can get success by doing 12, 13 hours, good on him.
Well, speaking of coaches, what about the other side? How's this pressure with South Sydney?
Oh, it's building. It's building. None from three. I think fans accept defeat. It's part of sport. But when you play your neighbours, your hated neighbours, and get beaten by 48 points... Yeah, there's pressure. And Jason Dimitro, he's not silly. He knows it. It's there. And there's key players not performing. And to me, from an outsider looking in, Loz, you're better equipped to answer this than I am. But from an outsider looking in, there's just something not right there. Something's not gelling, whether it's on the field, off the field. I don't know what it is. But at the moment, with that roster, they are underperforming. And I think, Clarkey, they've won 4 from their last 16 games. And with that side, clearly, you can understand why fans are agitated.
Yeah, and it's not the start they're expecting because all the noise coming out of South Sydney going into the season was all positive.
They're as together, it should have been. They got Jack White.
Yeah, exactly right. Mm. So, look, they're under the pump. There's no doubt about that. But they're too good a side. On paper, if they find some form, not to be winning games of football and not making a run and a surge towards the finals. And it's only 3 games in. Bulldogs this weekend, if they lose that, then the alarm bells are ringing.
Danger game because you would expect South to win. However, the Dogs last week came good.
Oh, very good.
They touched up the Gold Coast.
Yep.
And they looked a very good football team, particularly on that left side, Loz.
Yep.
But as you say, if the Bunnies go down to the Bulldogs... then there's going to be dramas. But what are the dramas? Clearly, Jason Dimitro won't get sacked, nor does he deserve to get sacked so early in the season.
No.
He's made changes, so he can't go back and just keep making changes every week. So you know, where do you go? People in the media like myself and you guys say, pressure's building, but what is that pressure? Where do they go to from here? It's a difficult question to answer.
Does it look...
Do they move Latrell Mitchell to centre?
Well, I was going to ask...
I'm just throwing out there some options.
If they come out now, start with Cookie again, and then bring their halfback back, does it look worse if they go back to what they had at the start of the season?
I said that during the week, Clarkie. I said his options are limited in terms of his halfbacks. He can't go back to Lachlan Ilias now. And he hasn't, to be fair. He's stuck with young Dean Hawkins. Ilias went very well in the New South Wales Cup last week. So, to his credit, he hasn't dropped his bundle. He's fighting to get back. So, that's a good sign. But, you know, look, Cody's form's down. Latrell's form's down. There's no sugarcoating that. Everyone can see it every week. They've got a good pack, albeit some claim that they're getting bashed up through the middle. But, you know, there's a lot of State of Origin players in their forward pack.
Well, Thomas Burgess gets a start this weekend, so I think that's a positive for them. I sort of can't work out why he's been coming off the bench, because I think they need his size and his carry at the start of the game, which will then help Murray. I think they win this game. I think they beat the Bulldogs, but I'm basing that on not on form, just on they have to come good. Mm. And with their backs against the wall so early in the season, if they've got any fight at all, then they show it this week.
Dean Bulldog Richie joining us. Bulldog, initially we read that Bryce Cartwright would be out for, well, basically 2 months with a rib injury. Then we see he is named in the Parramatta team for their Easter Monday match against the West Tigers at Combank.
Yeah, extraordinary story unfolded yesterday. Mido, I was told by his manager that Bryce would be out for a while with that rib injury. It could have been 4 weeks, perhaps a little more, perhaps a little less. As the day went on, I understand that Bryce approached Brad Arthur and quite courageously, I guess you could say, posed the question that, can you give me up until kickoff? I think I can get through it. Apparently, it's his seventh rib, which is the closest to his lung, which makes it, and this is coming from a medical expert, not me, of course, which makes it more difficult for painkilling injections. But Bryce thinks he can be strapped up, have a needle, and play. But with a fractured rib, the pain would be excruciating, I would imagine. And for him to play would be an incredibly brave performance. So BA said, look, he's earned the respect of the playing group from what he's done this year.
Tough, yeah.
He's playing tough, so I'm going to give him the chance. So he's going to be given up until Sunday to play. Brad Arthur said if he's not ready, he won't play. Mm. But if he thinks he can, I think we at least owe it to him to give him that chance. So for a player, Laurie, who has been questioned before about his commitment, this is an incredibly courageous effort.
I've been so taken with him. Last year and this year.
So have I. Yeah, I think he's a good fella too, Bryce. Yeah, and I don't know whether he'll play, Lols. I think it might be a bit too dangerous.
Yeah.
But good on him for having a dig and saying, give me a chance.
Yeah, no, it's like he's put his focus in on his defence rather than all the focus on the ball skills. Because he always had the skills, didn't he?
He's put about 7 Ks on, Lols. He's about 110 Ks at the moment. Yeah.
So even the way he's getting off the line.
His body's big now.
You know, he's being aggressive and he's such a good player. And I think someone posed the question maybe even 2 weeks ago or last week. Is he a bolter for Origin? I think
that was me.
Oh, was that you?
All I said was that if he continues the form he's on, he should be at least considered.
I think he will be. I think he's someone that has impressed a lot of people. So I think his name will certainly get bandied around. I know we've only got a couple of minutes to go. I want to ask you about Leichhardt Oval. Get your take on that.
Yeah, it's a really sad situation. Loz, they are claiming, of course, that it's only got 2 years left until the ground becomes inadequate to host NRL games. I desperately hope that's not the case. Yes, it's a game, rugby league, that's progressing quickly. We've got big stadiums. It's a $1 billion game now. Rugby league is flying. I've never seen it soar so high. But we can't lose a link to the past. We've got to have a connection to our history. And Leichhardt Oval is such a big part of rugby league history. And look, if they can't play 5 games there, maybe as Adam Pengilly said before the news, maybe 2 a year, maybe like the Bulldogs do at Belmore. But we just can't walk away from those suburban grounds. I don't want it to be like Melbourne. Melbourne's different to Sydney. They play all their games at 2 stadiums. That's fine. It's a different geographical setup down there. And that's a plan that works for Melbourne but not Sydney. So I don't want all the games at Accor, Combank and Allianz. But for Leichhardt, if it needs $30 million, where's the $30 million going to come from, Clarkie?
Yeah,
the government said they won't do it.
No, no.
They've said no to multiple times to all suburban grounds now. So maybe like Manly, the Tigers might have to look at redevelopment, which incorporates commercial opportunities.
Mm. Yeah,
I know Manly's looking at building accommodation for essential workers down there. So a long-term plan which continually injects money into the club and into the stadium that can work, because the government, the easy way of handout to the government is over. Mm. So if you're going to redevelop your ground, you're going to have to think left field from these days.
Yep.
And Bulldog, we lost one of the giants of sports journalism in Australia.
Yeah, sadly, Ian Head's passed away 2 days ago, Middo. A lovely man, a journalist of ethics, integrity, and honour. Laurie, you would have had a bit to do with him over the years. He certainly helped me as a young kid when I was coming through as a pesky teenager. He had a beautiful turn of phrase, Ian. He was a lovely writer, lovely author, wrote more than 40 books, and certainly condolences go to the Head's family. Sports journalism in Australia is much poorer today for Ian's passing, as is rugby league.
Thank you, Bulldog.
Thanks for having me.